Here is a special bulletin. Early Tuesday morning, numerous landing craft and light warships were observed in the area between the mouth of the Somme and the eastern coast of Normandy. At the same time, paratroops were dropped from numerous aircraft on the northern tip of the Normandy Peninsula. The harbor of Le Havre is at the moment being bombarded. German naval forces have engaged enemy landing craft off the coast. The long-expected Anglo-American invasion appears to have begun.
People of Western Europe, a landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force. This landing is part of the concerted United Nations plan for the liberation of Europe. I have this message for all of you. Although the initial assault may not have been made in your own country, the hour of your liberation is approaching.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, last night, when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that moment that troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the Channel in another and greater operation. It has come to pass with success thus far. Give us strength. Strengthen our daily tasks. To redouble the contributions we make in the physical and the material support of our armed forces.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the voice and you know the man. And here he is to welcome you to a transcribed quarter hour of music for you, music for millions, Frank Sinatra.
Thanks, Million. Bud Heaston, it's good to be part of Music for Millions and to sing out for Victory Bonds.
Great, Frank. But let's hold up the downbeat for just a moment. You were in the European Theater on an entertainment tour just as they carved out victory. Tell us, Frank, how did you find the war?
Well, I didn't exactly, Bud. You see, when I started across, there was one, and when I arrived, there wasn't one.
Well, when you planned your trip overseas, didn't you think twice about those flying bullets?
Flying bullets never bother me, Bud. All I got to do is walk sideways.
Well, seriously, Frank, you and all the others in America's entertainment world have done a grand job, both here and overseas.
Thank you, Bud, on behalf of all the kids in the business. But the big job was done by the men who fought the good fight. And now we can all do battle for them, wherever they are, on their way home, in hospitals, or overseas, by assuring their future and ours with Victory Bonds.
That's a direct hit, Frank.
You know, it pleases all of us to be able to gradually work the word war out of our everyday vocabulary. And it's good, too, to be able to sing out for victory and for peace. Now, the United States Treasury presents a brand new song, a Bond song by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein. So then, here is Buy a Piece of the Peace with Axel Stordahl in the orchestra and yours truly at the vocals. Axel? You can all buy a piece of the peace, big or small, buy a piece of the peace. 7 times before you bought the bonds we sold, victory isn't free, so trade it in for your gold. This is it, buy a piece of the peace, do your bit, buy a piece of the peace. Please, for freedom's sake, don't cease. Come on and buy, come on and buy, come on and buy a piece of peace. Way down, buy a piece of the peace, go to town, buy a piece of the peace, just to say okay, no matter what the cost. Listen, friend, the less you spend, the things we won can be lost. So be smart, get out and buy a piece of the peace. Do your part, get hold of a piece of the peace. There are lands we must police. Come on and buy, come on and buy, come on.